Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Luke 15:12. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Praise the Lord. When you read verse number 31, the father said something very crucial. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. And it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Praise the Lord. We're going to be talking about dangers of disconnecting with divine covering. Dangers of disconnecting with divine covering. Praise the Lord. Kindly take your seat. At the first service, we shared the continuing portion of benefits of divine covering. And in the first service, we spoke about the fact that divine covering secures celebrations. It is the father of these two sons who mobilized the servants and all the people in the area to come and celebrate the return of the younger son. When you come under the covering of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the one who sets up your celebration. Praise the Lord. We also learned that the big brother of the younger was talking to servants outside the door, and he was very, very angry. He was very, very unhappy, bitter that this boy had gone out to waste his portion and he had come back and he was being celebrated. So that is what I call domestic forces. The father, against the knowledge of the younger son, came to the door where the conversations were happening and the anger was being exhibited. And he spoke to his elderly son that you have to stop this. So under the covering of, under divine covering, domestic forces that oppose and contend with destiny success are brought down by the power of God. When you submit to the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the one who passes your back or goes around you to quench the forces of these evil voices in the space against you. Praise the Lord. And I'm praying that the domestic forces will never prevail against you in Jesus' name. So here in this service, we want to look at what are the dangers that a child of God will encounter when you disconnect your heart from the presence of God. When you disconnect your heart from submitting totally to the fatherhood of God, the fatherhood of Jesus Christ. Or what even happens when you decide to backslide? Or you decide that, okay, now God has blessed me. I don't care about God again. I'm already blessed. I can live my life the way I want. What are the dangers of being a lukewarm believer, disconnecting, going away from the Lord, leaving the presence of the Father? I mean the house of the Father, the presence of the Father. When you are not conscious about the presence of God, or the presence of the Holy Spirit, and you try to disconnect yourself from the presence of God, of the Father, and the physical house, what are the dangers that one invites to his or her life when you take that position. Now, before we go there, I would like you to understand that the verse 13 shows us that one of the pitfalls of a broken covering is when everything seems gathered together. When everything seems gathered together, it's a setup for you to misbehave. It's a setup for you to disconnect. When the younger son received his portion, now things started running through his heart. He had ideas that he shouldn't have had. One of those ideas was that leave the house, leave the keeper's house, leave the church, leave the ICGC, leave the Victory Bible Church, leave the Witness Chapel. You know, now that you have received whatever you were trusting the Father to give you, you can leave and go to a far country. It's a pitfall. When everything seems together, ministry seems together, you may, you know, if you are a pastor and ministry is going, you may lose your prayer life. You may lose your Bible studies. Especially when you gain experience in preaching, you gain experience. I can prepare a message within 5 minutes. I can even come here with one thought and I'll preach precept upon precept by the grace of God. You would think I've gone to stay in one bush to prepare this. Now, all these things can be lying to you to a point that you won't read the Bible again. You won't pray again. You won't commune with the Holy Spirit again. You won't do what we call entertaining the presence of God. Why? Because you now have competence. You have some form of wisdom and experience that you are able to go about the ministry in a very good way, and yet you lack the power thereof. So when everything seems put together, when marriage seems put together, now I'm married, my husband loves me, my wife loves me, you know, my children are there. When I look at how God has been merciful to myself and co-pastor, that when we married, nah, God just, aside all the warnings demons were giving us, when we married, God just started putting things in place for us. Are you here with me? Come on, are you sure you are here? I just say it's not because we are special people. It's just because we have a heavenly Father who has been gracious to us. And so that meant that we should not misbehave. We should stay with him, stick with him, and be conservative Christian. Say that word. Conservative Christian. Conservative Christian means that you are maintaining the common faith, the faith that is unfeigned, that has been transferred to you, Timothy, you are keeping it. Style may change, but the content of our doctrine and our faith will not change. The centerpiece or the central personality of our faith will not change. It will not be Jesus plus something else. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. If you are not careful, it will be Jesus plus Satan's help. It will be Jesus plus something else. So when everything seems put together in marriage, in ministry, in career, you know how you used to follow after God? Now, when you are rich and you can lie in your lazy chair, you are even having money to lie in lazy chair. Before, you were sitting in metal chairs. You may forget that God has brought you very far. Are you here with me at all? Are you sure you are here? Yesterday I was talking to co-pastor and then we say, God has tried for us. God has, every time I'm just trying to remember where we have come from. Because when you lose your ability to remember, you are on a slippery ground. You will begin to feel like, by my own strength, I have come here. Especially when you are now upscaling or scaling up, you are enlarging, God is just expanding your territory. You feel like, I press this, I press that, I press this, I press that. And by the time you know, you'll be off the radar. God will be there, but you will be disconnected. And so it's a major pitfall when everything seems together. And one of the things it may lead you into the riotous living. Riotous living or wasted living or haphazard living is an unstructured, careless, and reckless way of life that puts lives and properties in danger. When this young man left the house, Bible said he started living life anyhow, a very careless life. He even accepted a job that was an abomination to Jews. That if you are an Israelite, you are not interested with swine, pigs. Are you here with me at all? He accepted a job like that. And I'm telling you something. You can just be a Christian. You begin to prosper to a point where you start doing some businesses that you shouldn't do. Hey, I won't mention any specific one. But you shouldn't do some businesses. Like you become a pimp. You know a pimp? You are arranging girls for some men. You can't do that. And selling cocaine. Because you can get into some livelihood that is an abomination for a child of God to get in. And he got in there. Righteous living. Living carelessly. Living haphazardly. Living recklessly. You know, and you put lives in danger. You put divine resources and properties God has invested into you in danger. The talent, the gifts, the blessings that are in your life. You just put everything in danger. And when you are putting things in danger, you are putting generations in danger. So a ministry without covering. This guy left the house, but he ought to have stayed in the house. Now, something is telling me in verse 13 that, and not many days after that the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with him. Can you go to verse 12? And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And watch this. And he divided unto them his living. This morning I was looking at it. You know, in Sunday school we were taught that the father gave the younger one his portion and he went. But we are learning in scripture that he actually divided unto them. Them. So that for me, on the surface, I feel like he said, this is yours, that is yours. He didn't just give the younger one. He also gave the older one. But the older one chose to stay. He kept his own with the father. And stayed and kept working in the business of the father. The younger one carried his own and left the father's house and his business. And this is what is likely to happen to us, that whatever redemption has given us, we cannot take it out of God's house, God's portion, and leave God's house, leave God's business and his supervision. I don't want to be supervised again. I'm a man on my own. But you can take your portion and still keep it in the portion of the Father, because the Lord is our portion in the land of the living. And you can still work out your portion in the same. That's why the Father said to him in verse 31 that all of mine is what? Thine. Because I gave you your portion, but you still kept it in my portion. You stayed here. We work together and we are prospering together. You don't need to come. You have kept it together. If you are not careful, you marry and take your wife out of the church. If you are not careful, you even take your wife out of Christianity. Your children don't go to church again. You that was dying that the church prayed for. Now you are alive to have children that you are warning people not to enter church again. Tell somebody, careful now, careful now. Sometimes offense can take you out of the covering of the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. My brain is sorry. Oh, bra, sorry, I'll be bread Christ. I said, if you get tired of church, if this elder brother was still going to the father's farms, the younger brother was tired of his father's house. He went to a far country and went into a stranger's farm. And forgot about the father. Until adversity. My pastor used to say, he said, God's first line of correction is instruction. as I'm preaching like this, is instruction. When that fails, affliction will teach you. It's either God is teaching you with instruction, which is risk-free. Do you understand? Trouble has not come. He says, don't do this. Pass here, you'll be fine. Then he said, no, I'm a super, I'm God's eyelashes. I'm the apple of God's eye. You know, I'm a special child of God. So if you are God's apple eye, God does not want to have Apollo. God does not want bacteria infection. So every time you are sending yourself to boiler, that will bring infection to God's apple of God's eye, blah, blah, blah. If you are apple of God's eye, keep yourself clean from every form of infection. We are apumpona, what to time with me? Apple of eye crana, what to time with me? So we have to stay with the Lord. Tell somebody, stay with the Lord. And you will be blessed. So there are dangers, very serious dangers for not staying or connecting with the Lord. Everything God gives you is best managed by the Spirit of God. Every level God puts you is best managed by the Spirit of God. And when I look at Daniel in Babylon, you get it? The king came to him and said, I've had a dream and all of that. He said that deep things belong to God. Give us days. Let's go and consult God. I see Joseph consulting the Lord. They told Pharaoh that this guy can interpret dreams and all of that. Even in prison, he still had the connection of the Father with him. So just give me time. Let me just go and consult God in prayer and I'll come back to you. Nothing should make you leave God. And I'm telling you that comfort can make you leave God quicker than tribulation. There is a certain level of carnality and rebellion in man that makes man to always want to disconnect from their real source into the fake source. If you think I'm lying, just look at the history of the Israelites. Anytime they were in trouble, they would run to God. When they are fine, then they start serving other gods. They go, hey, what? So sometimes God will be angry under the new covenant. You just let them carry them away. Then when they are in trouble now, you see, the same energy you used to hold God in trouble, eh? When you are now fine, use the same energy to serve him and thank him. Like this evening, like this, we come into thank God. Some people say, me akra my brain is thanksgiving. Ni dia dia no mobile, but today be dead. Unsronyami. You got to be here. And let your voice rise to the Lord. You just think about it. All your life, there is nothing you can give to God that will be enough. So when you have opportunities like this, when we are coming together to give thanks unto God, you have to grab it. And you will be vulnerable, you will be exposed when you are prospering without a divine covering. Please make your note. Very serious matter. Because you see, when kids or when people who are harvesters stand under the mango tree, they all will target the ripe mango. They don't target unripe mangoes. The higher you go in life, the more prosperous you become in life. You become an advertisement for satanic attacks. You become an advertisement for envy, advertisement for premature death. You become when you show some signs of being ripe, from where I grew from. Yes, man, go no. I saw a brie honey ho. You better what you say, yeah, because you are showing some yellow color away from the green. Now we'll tear you. Yeah, we call it gas oil. Yeah, it's like you are not fully ripe, but it's a bit sour and sweet, but we'll sit you pepe. That's why some people's destinies get truncated when they're about to fly. Because you see, when you have not tasted success at a certain level and you still submit to God,
Early success can scatter your head. Can scatter your head. Now you are counting dollars. Then you look at the pastor's shoe, I also pastor crying and say, oh, preacher, we see your time. Because now that we have become big men and big women, this auditorium cry is not looking bourgeois enough. Because now you are no longer renting somebody's house. You that used to perch before, you have built a house and you have specked it, air condition is there before. You were wooing yourself with Mpapa fan. Fan. Not even this fan. Mpapa. Pepe. Fan. To full friend of Pepe. Fan. Not this one that they have, China has done fan for you that you are air conditioning your face. No. The one they use for coal pot. You used to have some there. The rubber one in there. You used to fan yourself. But now God has blessed you. And it's a blessing. You actually a child of God. You deserve the best in life. But when the best comes, then the devil also comes. And the danger is that you may take the portion God has given you, leave the house of the Father, and go to a far country and submit to another father who is not the source of your portion and of your life. And when that happens, you're going to have big, big challenges. One of the foremost challenges you are going to have is wastage of destiny. What is it? I can't hear you. I'm preaching this. Am I preaching this thing? Wastage of destiny. That's verse 13. Not long from the time he received his portion, the Bible said that he gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there, wasted his substance with righteous living. Now, before I go into this, let me say that it is close to impossible for you to make this journey if you have not been meditating on this kind of journey for a long time. Because the money doesn't have voice to be telling you, the wealth and the goodness doesn't have voice to be telling you, go to America, go to this. But you see, you have aspirations. You have motivations. You have desires. And some of them will be brewing in your heart for a very long time that when resources come, they will just enhance whatever is in your heart. Are you with me at all? I mean, there are some brothers here. The reason why they have not married a second wife is that the money has not come. When money comes, it will reveal what is in your heart. And watch this. We are going somewhere. Staying, continually staying in the Father's house. You will still be safe if you are still having this kind of things in your heart. Because the presence of the Father and the structures of the physical house, that makes you connected to a fellowship or a communion with brethren, with like-minded. And a particular set culture and structure within that house, under the fatherhood of the Holy Spirit. If it doesn't eradicate, it suppresses. Paul says that the hand of the Lord constrains me. Just say, me ye jamai wo inside, but Holy Ghost, as long as I'm in church, I'm with the Holy Spirit, or me jamai no en overwhelm me, I'm in taking action into the jamai. Nan kami ye jamai pia. Oh ye jamai chen obi wo kromwa. But because I'm with the Holy Spirit, he is bearing his fruit in me, and the fruit are eating the carnality, the carnal mind, the carnal actions, because I'm still connected to him, and his covering is not an enabling environment for my carnality. But when you leave his covering and you leave his structures, the house, you see that everywhere, the outside, prostitution is, hey, do you understand? So, Adiana, I say, so the things that in the presence of God you pray, contend with, you deal with, and all of that, outside God's presence, you see that it's just gaining strength. Are you here with me at all? Because you are disconnected with the charger that charges your battery to fight against whatever, you know, full battery will fight. Hey, am I preaching? I feel the preaching. I'm feeling it. You can be pastoring and you have lost connection with the Holy Ghost. That's why the girls in the church, their breasts look attractive to you. You begin to see it, you think it is pokey. It's a no-go area. When Adam disconnected, just for that brief moment, with the Lord, and listened to the voice of the serpent, he ate what he shouldn't eat. He touched what he shouldn't. I'm just telling you that is the beginning of the wastage of destiny. You will waste whatever God has deposited in you. This guy, he couldn't wait to leave his father's house to go and waste himself. You think he's going to add value to himself. He's just going to waste whatever he has. Wastage of destiny. Abraham and Lot. As long as Lot remained with Abraham, Abraham prospered, Lot prospered. But when Lot now... How can you even think that a man that God called for you, a man that God sent, you have followed God and you have followed that man. And that man is saying he's having problems. In fact, you are wealthy because you worked with that man. And now there are challenges or more. And the man says, we don't want to fight. We are brethren. The land is before us. Choose. If you choose left, I'll go right. If you choose right, I'll go left. The least that Lot could have done is, uncle, I followed you and it has been well with me. I can't choose ahead of you. Uncle, please. I don't even want to separate from you. But in case you are pushing that there must be separation, please, let it not be that I choose first. Because I'm not the one who was called. You were the one who was called. I followed and I've been blessed. So please, let me honor. You see, what, just dishonoring the presence of God and thinking that you can just wake up and take decisions, wake up and do things. These are subliminal actions we take. That is gradually a deviation, a departure from your connection and communion. That you, instead of, you know, trusting the Lord with all your heart, you know, and leaning not on your own understanding, you see that you have started leaning on your own understanding, small, and in all your ways, you have decided that in some of my ways, I will acknowledge him and see if he will direct my path. If he doesn't, I will direct myself. Sister, let me tell you, you have not divorced the brother. You are planning on divorcing the brother. But you see, all of these, they are not bad. What is bad is when you stop praying about it. When you stop praying for God's guidance about what you should do or what you should not do. That is this. You are on your way to wasting your destiny. Because you stop praying. People broke your heart, so you won't pray about marriage. Then you marry the devil himself. Because you are not a principle. Christ is a principle. Ask. So you know asking means that you have just opened a door that is, should not be opened. I don't know. Are you here? Your heart should not be broken beyond you following principle. Because God is not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of what? Principles. Stepping out of the divine covering of the Lord is equal to destiny wastage. So Lot chose. And you see, when you are stepping out, I'm sure this guy, when he was leaving his father's house, Kai Ekrombe Debia. Ekrombe Debia. Me kokrom. And I'm a Kai Asha Hasa. Cookroom.
Ghana, your beloved country, is free forever.
The cookroom.
And then Akwanurata.
Lot too, he looked there, and he saw that some konabi was very green, very lush. Akwatimode. We do anchorage. Emma Winyensha. Yes, it's juicy as Asena. Would you see baby away green? Ahayo, ahaye. And I would jab baby a warning in our shit. Emma Wanka.
Honoring the presence of God. Not knowing what he was seeing was a mirage.
Because all through the lifestyle of Lot, all through the life story of Lot, we were never told that he made any decision that resulted to his wealth. Except the fact that he went with his uncle. And so I can assume that his wealth was a function of the quality decisions his uncle Abraham kept making and making and making, and as a fallout, he enjoyed some prosperity. This is the first time this brother is going to make a decision, and look at what he did. He followed his sensual impression. He looked at where everywhere was looking green, and he followed that place. Now, when it came to Abraham, Abraham never made a decision based on sight. Bible said, and the Lord spoke to Abraham that time, that lift up your eyes as far as you can see. I have given it to you. So you can see clearly that there were two portals that were used to make a decision. Lot now deviated from the original portal, which Abraham always used to use. Consulting the Lord before moving. And even if the movement looked like he was going into a wilderness, God turned that wilderness into a fruitful place because it was the Lord who was leading him there. Now Lot went into, and where he went, he just landed himself in Sodom and Gomorrah, where supi-supi was happening. And by the time he realized, long story short, he impregnated his own two daughters. Yeah. All manner of things. You know. He entered into, his wife became a pillar of salt. He entered into real wastage of destiny. Because he took advantage of what God gave him and moved in his own direction. I'm praying that you will not move in your own direction. May your destiny never be wasted in the name of Jesus. This guy went, and Bible says famine struck. Wasted all he had. I think this first point is not bad at all. Is it bad? Your destiny shall not be wasted in Jesus' name. Don't let the preaching be technical. Release your faith right now. I'm praying that you will not disconnect with your divine connection in Jesus' name. Let us not become so great that our family people will start introducing idols to us. Because when you are poor, people don't make those kind of suggestions. But when you start prospering, they will start suggesting to you, we don't know Fabako Kano. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. When you are poor, just stay with that one. But when you start succeeding, they will start sowing ideas to you. This is your business you are doing. You think I'm joking? After the first service, somebody told me, when I said that, you see, you get to a certain level that they will start introducing you to certain fraternities that do not have Jesus at the center of their operation. He told me, he said, he was solving a problem for something some time ago. And they told him that this problem, you can never solve it except you join the free carpenters and free plumbers. What has problem solving got to do with carpenters and plumbers? So they make Illuminati very attractive. and joining places. They will give you ring, they will give you tamie, they will give you bakuno guy fence nyanya me hu sa wo ya so aso a wo. They will give you all manner of things. Then you are there now, your car inside has become like rabbit house. Leaves are hanging in your car for protection. Some talisman is somewhere, some ring is somewhere for protection. I went for a function. One man entered. When he entered now, a lot of the young men there started going to shake him and kissing his ring. Kissing his. I said, wow. It's like the Lord of the Rings. They will kiss, they will shake him, bow and kiss his ring, bow and kiss his ring. Wow. So I asked the people standing there, who is that man? And before he answered me, the Holy Ghost told me who he was. I said, wow. Charlie, people, they drop power for this city. What a man. So when they are shaking him, I went and shook that same hand of ring. Charlie, nothing do me. This guy to Krabo, Chese. What did he see scales? So cry. So one or two demons be or what? Or to me, mom, with your lotto no money, she could draw one or two binti. What do we crying in our question? I say, wow. But there is no name, neither in heaven, on earth, beneath the earth, by which men shall be saved, except the name of Jesus Christ. When the Lord starts blessing you, stay in this divine covering. May your destiny never be wasted in Jesus' name. That amen can be louder so I can go to point number two. Number two, second danger is you have attacks on character and integrity. I think I've already mentioned it in verse 13 and verse 30. The fact that the brother went into riotous living and wasted his substance. Verse 30, the big brother said the guy was chasing after prostitute. He devoured all his living with harlots. So when you disconnect from the Lord Jesus Christ, when your heart moves you away, you see that all these things will start just jump. You have character issues, integrity issues, you know. The salt that preserves you in Christ, you see that you yourself have disconnected. It's like you are a fish and you are taking yourself out of the freezer. So you are then you start smelling, you start getting rotten. Are you here with me at all? You are a fish and you are taking yourself out of your natural habitat. And deception is that every disconnection has an initial momentum. I'm feeling this preaching power. I'm having economics and mathematics and you know, but at the same time. When you take a fish out of water, you will see hyperactivity. Fish will be dancing in your hands. When you leave your natural habitation, people will see, you see that business in the short run, business will be doing well. Oh, ideas will be crowd. Just say, when you contact with China, everything will be working quick, fast. A lot of action. Then some people will tell you, when you became very independent and bold, have you seen that everything is going well? You are dying. When you see a fish outside water dancing like that, you think it's life. It's dead too. It is you that is, you know, just taking that as life. And this is, wow, it's fresh fish. That one not dead fish. Because the air outside the water doesn't support its respiration. It's not been designed to take the air outside the water. It's been designed to take the air in the water. Everything outside the water is killing. This one is gasping for breath, but you are clapping. I'm telling you, that's what Jesus said. Be careful when men are clapping for you. Be more interested in what God thinks about you and what God says. Am I saying something here at all? I said, they say, everybody calls you director, everybody calls you boss. All of a sudden, you have been promoted 2 times. And it looks like you are there. Because you don't have a support system that will constrain you. When character temptations pop up, you will see that what makes Joseph run out of Mrs. Potiphar's presence, you know, you'll be doing that, you'll be doing shakalabalakadakada. Ube biye weninu wang. Ube biye weninu. One time I was talking to one Catholic brother. Say, Pastor, one girl rape me. I say, Father, the girl no rape you. The girl no rape you. He said, how did you rape you? How did she rape you? He said, we were drinking. But when I opened my eyes, morning had come. And something had happened. I said, you know, rape you. You said yes without your mind. You don't rape you. And how did you say that? You know? When you disconnect from divine covering in a conservative faith, that's when you build a great house and you build a bar for wine. Vodka day day. Wine. Hennessy. They are all there. As if you were a wine collector. Listen to me. This world has become so heavy that you cannot even expose your children to certain things within your own space for their mind to think that it's allowed. Because already social media has just closed the gap. You see, when I was young, they would check your height and your age before you can go to a cinema. But this time around, the cinema is on the tablet. It's a mobile cinema. Some of you, your children who are 7 years and 8 years, they know more sex than you. They're already on porn sites. So if your lifestyle and connection is not making them catch something, catch your honor for the Lord, your unfeigned faith to connect with God, then baby, everywhere spoil. And what thing? That's why you see that all of a sudden you don't have breaks. You that could reject $1 million, now you are scuffling for 1 million Ghana or 100,000. And you know, when you lose connection with the Lord, small things will disgrace you. Small money can disgrace you. You see that, oh, you have gone to collect some small loan B and then you can't pay, and then all this one they were telling you, come for the goods, no money, blah, blah, blah. But boss, you say, boo, no business, not you form, and all of that. Because it is God who is behind our prosperity. Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord thy God. It is he that gives you power to make wealth. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord. It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. The blessing is supernatural. It comes from God. It will produce the material riches. And it will not add any sorrow. If you have the riches and the blessings are not sustaining it, it will be wasted. And it will not just be wasted. It will waste your life. So you see that. You know, One time I was in a meeting in Europe, and a pastor, we finished a service, and she went and hit the bum bum of one deaconess of the church. It's not the host pastor, he was invited for the program. He hit. And we knew that he had already, you know, he was wearing clerical collar, but the functional connection with the Holy Ghost was not there. So the sister is a fancy sister. We all used to be in Cape Coast. He turned around and said, hey. So who cross it? You go to my man found my mother. That's a make you when you want to have my mama. Make you when you want to have my mama. Who cross in a way to go to me? Man found my mother.
Pastor is not title. At a level, it's not calling. It's your functional relationship with the Holy Spirit. Or else you will carry the clericals and impregnate, you will become the global father of all nations.
That's why you hear some people sit on television and say that you can marry three, you can marry four. Not in our Christianity. You can see that they want to be here, but because the Holy Spirit will not tell you that I approve that marry two.
Is it right or wrong? I don't know. What I know is that you will not tell your daughter to drink poison.
Yes. Maybe they can drink poison before you knowing, and you will give them antidote. Some people, they brought their two to church. No problem. But those of us who are here, in the light, you won't find polygamy in the light. You will find Adam and Eve. You will find Christ, the bridegroom, and his bride, not his brides. When he said, I will build my church. He says, I will build my churches. I do it all manner of argument. If somebody came, no wahala. Because other flock I have somewhere, he's just saving people into the kingdom. But if you are in the kingdom and you are taking steps, there is a way you take those steps.
Anyway, two things that if a pastor is not careful will make the pastor lose friends in the church is alcohol and morality. So I want to go to the next point immediately so that I don't lose friends. Because some people in the church, when they are coming to collect your money, when they have lost connection with the Holy Ghost, they don't have a mind that they will pay back. It's an integrity issue. He's starting a relationship with you, but he doesn't have a mind that he really wants to marry you. He wants to milk you or chop you for free if you are foolish. And if you are a Christian and they start a relationship with you and they sleep with you, you are the worst foolish person. You have foolishemia as a sickness. Because they have not married you.
So any nice guy comes, if seven of them come, all of them go chop you. What's the matter? Ask somebody, what's the matter? Is that how you are? You are an unguarded field. Is that so? Please, I mean, be asking this person for me. What is it? Please ask the brothers. Brother, why is your erection determining your direction? What's the matter? Are you the only one with erection? Charlie, brother, Asemba, be calming down. Asemba, yeah, there. Yeah, Asemba, yeah, there. Bravo. Yeah, yeah, but.
Can I tell you the third one so maybe we'll close? Yeah? I'm not done yet, though, but it's very dangerous. When you disconnect with divine covering, you will encounter great famine and spiritual dryness. Great famine and spiritual dryness. Verse 14 says that. Verse 14 of Luke chapter 15. Please put it on my screen. It says that, and when he has spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. Which land? And he began to be in want. As long as he stayed in the house of his father, there was always supplies in his father's house.
There was never a famine or a drought or food insecurity in the house of the Father. In fact, when he returned from a famished place to a place of abundance. Are you here with me at all? Please, oh, disconnecting with your prayer life, with the Holy Spirit, word consumption, being a proper Christian, submitting your life to Christ, you have just entered into a season of famine and spiritual dryness. Everywhere may be looking green, but that's a mirage. It's famine. So the famine came, but when the famine came, his own father's house was still having booming economy. Servants were having more than enough to spare. But he was disconnected. Please, don't leave Christ. Don't disconnect with the Holy Spirit. And don't leave the church. Bible said, blessed is the city whose Lord is the Lord. And the river of God flows. There is a reason why the Bible says that you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters in Psalm chapter 1. Because you always need supply from the Lord into your system. I am the vine, you are the branches. For your leaves to remain lush and green, you always, where you are planted is necessary. If you are a plant and you transport yourself from where you are to wherever, you will die. And you know, when you take a plant that is very green from a source and you put it somewhere, it will still be green. But just give it time. Just give it what? I can't hear you. Just give it what? Time is what will expose your decision. Whether you were right or you were wrong. This guy, he encountered famine. Serious one. Our pastor in Oyarifa, he went to India to study. And they were in a village, Tamil Nadu village. That's where they went to do their masters. They were there for 3 years or so. No church. Only some Catholic church be there. So they were there. Oh, they were so famished. So sometimes they tuning into the word, blah, 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 blah. Here and then some. When they came from India and entered church physically, we were doing worship. They were dancing. It's not praise. Worship. Adoration. We're doing morning in calf. And we're 3-4. No, I'm here 3-4. 3-4. I'm here 3-4. Hey. The privilege of being in church and encountering the presence of God. They were dancing before praises started. Now you are here. You are here. We say we are doing a pre-concert. You will come cry. Your metal will be singing, praising God. You'll be standing there. What is it? I've heard the song before. Unsronyame. Yadu be kwa Tamil na duna. Yadu ba wong. Yambo keyboard cry. Wawudu unsembo na nam. Famine. Famine. Oh. And dryness. Yeah. Everywhere. You see that. I've heard it. Why is that Samson? What can one? Hello? Where are they? Can one? Usudayano akumetu. Usudayano akumetu. Usudayano akumetu. Oxygen is so tank. Becoming dry. Wake somebody up. This one. Tell somebody this point is important. This point is important. Wake up. Wake up. Devil will give you air conditioning inside your eye to sleep. But wake up! You see that you that at the scent of water, then tongues will rise from your spirit. Sometimes I wouldn't cry. What do I assume, sir? Pastor Francis said, power! And I would be ashamed. Collapse, shalabada. Elequataya. I feel won't tibia. I went to do a missionary work in a place called Econ in a central region. It's close to Holy Child. We set up an Assemblies of God church there. And then we put a lady there. Then the lady became my daughter. We nurtured the lady, very, very close to me. Then one time, one sinner went into her place, passed out, and wanted to have something to do with the lady. He had convinced the lady. The lady said, when she was giving in, she heard me saying, hey! And then, was what a voice. No, I won't do. I won't do. I thought I was going to die, but I will manage. I won't do. That's how she wore her whatever and ran away. Game over. You don't hear anything again. You see, Abraham's time, the king, I think it's Abimelech, who wanted to take Sarah. God appeared to the king in a dream that you are joking with a prophet's wife. When you disconnect with the Lord, danger bakra, ye boko koko kra unti. Your spirit has become dry. It's there, but it's dry because it's not receiving connection from the Holy Spirit. It's not receiving oxygen from the. You know, sometimes somebody is there. They say oxygen is not going to the brain. Is the supply has cut somewhere. And it's creating problem. You will not see it immediately. You don't feel like praying again. To me, she series 10 series episode 1-4. Who are so kind of open? Tamako, they say, Omu yo. Your spirit is drying up. Oh. Look, I want you to scream and ventilate your spirit. Say, hey! Come alive! You cannot supply yourself life. Yeah. The life you have comes from the life of God. If you disconnect, you will dry up. And boy, when you dry up, you will understand the scripture. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. May you never dry up in Jesus' name. That amen didn't come out at all. Some of you are going to become the main intercessors for your family. If you dry up, destinies are going to capitulate. They are going to be truncated. They are going to be wasted because he will seek for a man to stand in the gap. And when you are dried up, that's when you'll be snoring. Life is gone. Life is gone. Life is gone. But may it never. Paul said he was in the shipwreck. The Lord appeared to him and said, Paul, because you are here, all these people have been given unto you. They will not die. Now imagine God handing over your family to you and you disconnecting with God. You are just driving everybody into the ditch because you took the covering of the Lord. You took yourself of the covering. I encourage you this morning that if you have walked away, return. If you have walked away, do what? Even if you are a broken branch and you are not receiving supply, we can engraft you. There is an Greek term called engraftation. We can put the guava to the neem tree and tie you. Pastor Francis will tie you. After a while, you will become a correct branch, receiving supplies from the neem tree, and you will flourish. Are you here with me at all? May your spirit never dry up. May your anointing never leave you. May you never be like Samson, who lost the spirit, who lost the anointing, and thought that the Lord will shake him one more time. When the Holy Ghost is stepping away, or you are stepping away, may you know the season. May you know the season. You are then a sign that your spirit has lost appetite, has lost softness, has lost moisture, and is no longer flourishing. It's a small thing that you are angry. I said, why you are in the realms? Yes, you. Have you been in that situation where you woke up and you want to pray and you sat there and you didn't pray? You sat there. After that, I was making a TikTok cry. And then I was like, I didn't speak serially as a man. If you saw an episode, after that, what did I ask? Spirit is dry. You see that? You don't have appetite for spirituality. Bible says, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It means that you have to conquer in the spirit first, as it is in the spirit. We will copy it here. You will lose big time here if you are not gaining big time there. That's why I'm praying that you stay connected. Are you here? God came into the temple and spoke to Samuel. Eli couldn't hear. When God speaks, may you hear. Because under the New Testament church is not directed by prophet. It's led by the Holy Spirit. As many that are led by the Spirit of God. We are there too, as God will help us. But functionally, fundamentally, is the Holy Spirit. I will say that, move here, don't move here. Do this, don't do. This job, it looks great, but the company is about to be liquidated, to go into insolvency. Keep where you are. Don't worry. You understand what I'm talking about? You get a visa. I traveled to a country, they gave me 10 years visa. 3 years pass. Western country, global north, A standard country. When I got to the airport, the person at the airport asked me, say, this is the first time you are traveling with a 10-11 year visa. I said, yes. He said, why did you waste the visa? I said, it's not waste, I was busy. For me, I'm not leaving the ministry here to go. Am I a tourist? If I'm coming there, it has to be important. You know, I said, minya visa na afi de. Unhu priu sa sa ye Iraqo, sa ye Infant, sa ye Meno. And I said, minya minya visa biyo. Lady, we are interview. No, musu abo today you go golf. Oni musu ogo Saudi Arabia. Oh, share no mu today pie baby for frost world airport. No, mu chile ne se sa niya wano. Come see. Edema subgrade. But you pray. If your spirit is alert and not dry, man. Sometimes it's none of them. It's not because two of them are there by force. Sister Amanda. Sometimes it's none of them. sometimes it's none of them. Don't be forced to choose one. Now I'm praying for that time when you enter your house, anything that is a squatter there will find its way out. Because you yourself, you are carrying fire on your head. Are you here with me at all? They will come to you and propose to you as a single lady or a married lady. Now wish I ring a cry. Now I be informed they are still proposing to you. Fire small. Okay. But if the fire is burning, and then when you are walking by the street and you see that somebody is on fire, will you embrace the person? Will you? No. And foolish people are even embracing you. The fire is low now. But when you're on fire, people will be careful. May you be on fire in Jesus' name. Nobody will touch your substance in Jesus' name. Can you rise to your feet now? When the message is sweet now, then we consume the time anyhow. Can you clap your hands and bless the Lord? I see that the hand of the Lord is upon you right now. That amen didn't come out at all. I want you to lift up your hands and say, Father, steps that I have been taking that are wasting my destiny, I pray right now, constrain me now. Put your hand on your tummy. Say, Father, activate the constraining factors right now. The restraining hand of God, let it be activated. Any step of wastage of my destiny, of my substance, I pray right now, stop it now. Open your mouth and pray right now. Makashada lagavadagada eselekleketoya impelia meletekete estopre kualata laya isopre kulasa aselia kulebende lekuta and sutelepe. My destiny shall not be wasted. My destiny cannot be wasted. Raise your hand, say, Father.
Father.
Oh, come on now. Be with me. Say, Father.
Father.
I declare right now.
I declare right now.
Whatever is driving me.
Whatever is driving
for
me.
For my destiny to be wasted.
For my destiny to be wasted.
I bind it right now.
I bind it right
in
now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Clap your hands and pray. Come on. Stay alive. Stay alive. Lift your hand and say, Father,
Father,
my portion shall not be wasted.
My portion shall not be wasted.
My beauty.
My beauty.
My talent.
My talent.
My giftings.
My giftings.
My capabilities.
My capabilities.
Shall not be wasted.
Shall not be wasted.
In bad decisions.
In bad decisions.
Any bad choice.
Any bad choice.
Bad decision.
Bad decision.
Sponsored by hell.
Sponsored by hell.
To waste my greatness.
To waste my greatness.
I bind it right now.
I bind it right
now. Clap your hands and pray. No, hey. Say, Father,
Father,
I stay connected.
I stay connected.
And I reconnect.
And I reconnect.
I reactivate my connection.
I reactivate my connection.
Any character and moral flaw.
Any character and moral flaw.
Integrity deficit.
Integrity deficit.
Satan wants me to have.
Satan wants me to have.
From morality.
For morality.
To any form of spiritual corruption.
From any form of spiritual corruption.
Father.
Father.
Deal with it for me.
Deal with it for me.
Deal with my immorality.
Deal with my immorality.
My inability to resist.
My inability to resist.
What will destroy me?
What will destroy me?
And bring disrespect to your name.
And bring disrespect to your
Let
name.
Let your hand come upon me.
Let your hand come upon me.
Uphold me by your hand.
Uphold me by your hand.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
From immorality.
From immorality.
And lack of integrity.
And lack of integrity.
Deliver me from a lying tongue.
A lying tongue.
False falsehood.
Falsehood.
Anything
that is immoral.
And lacks integrity.
And lacks integrity.
Deliver me right now.
Deliver me right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any attack on my character.
Any attack on my character.
I pray for your deliverance.
I pray for your deliverance.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
now
Jesus.
Raise your hand. Say, no famine will come to me.
No famine will come to me.
And I will not have spiritual dryness.
And I will not have spiritual dryness.
I will not lose the anointing of God.
I will not lose the anointing of God.
I pray for fresh anointing.
I pray for fresh anointing.
Lift your hand. Say, I pray for fresh anointing.
I pray for fresh anointing.
I pray for the restoration.
I pray for the restoration.
Of my spiritual gifts.
Of my spiritual gifts.
And my anointing.
And my anointing.
And my spiritual flow.
And my spiritual flow.
Let my dreams come back.
Let my dreams come back.
Let my visions come back.
Let my visions come back.
Let my discernment come back.
Let my discernment come back.
My word of knowledge come back.
My word of knowledge come back.
Word of wisdom return to me.
Word of wisdom return to me.
Fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
On my spirit.
On my spirit.
Now.
Now.
Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. When you are connected properly with the Lord, you become a spiritual giant. Lift your hand now. May God upgrade your spirit. That amen didn't come out at all.
Amen.
Receive spiritual capacity.
Amen.
Receive an upgrade of your spirit.
Amen.
Receive more power in your spirit.
Amen.
Said, tarry ye until the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You shall receive power. Today, may you receive power.
I receive it.
May you receive the power to do.
I receive
the power to become what God wants you to become. Power to overcome obstacles. Ayama Laga, may you receive the power Samson had.
Yes, Lord.
May you carry the whole gate of the city and throw it in the valley.
Amen.
I'm not hearing that amen at all.
Amen.
No power in the market will overwhelm you.
Amen.
No power in the market will overcome you.
Amen.
No power will overtake you.
Amen.
Receive spiritual power in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive power. Fresh oil to fulfill your destiny.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.